Blog Talk Radio.
Since you're suffering, since you put yourself, your blood pressure is 118 a little better. I tell you, come out of here. Y'all tell me, because you better check yourself. If you ain't 118 a little better, you better be careful. So don't be looking at me funny. If you know your blood pressure is higher than that, you better be somebody
fire.
So my daughter said to me, she said, Dad, when you was up Friday night smoking, I was nervous. I was really nervous. I didn't want you to do nothing. Don't worry, baby, I'm all right. Was you praying? Oh, I'm all right. Because somebody said, prayer changes things. Well, now it looks like it's off the panel. We got the baskets over here, and we're getting into time, and we're getting to do as God has commanded us to do. And we're happy to have one of our associate elders from Pentecostal Outpour, and Evangelist Strauss is here today. We love her, and I think she loves us. So I'm happy for their presence, and since Elder Elam is here, and he's one of my preachers in Prophet of National, I give him assignment today to speak to us. And I think he's capable of doing it. Right after the opening, we have Evangelist Strauss come just speak to us for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then looking forward to a great time. Elder Elam will be worshiping with us for a while because he was pastoring in Rome. And their building where they were having services has been turned down on the city because of some code regulations. And so I just don't just come on over here and worship with us until we get you another building. I want you to know that y'all really see this always. I told you I'm glad to be because I taught y'all better than that. That just means I got some more help. I want to thank the Lord for Ella Cummings doing a good job on the service yesterday. I thought Sister Lady would be here after we served her family, but she's not here. But that's how it is sometimes, you know, the people you serve, expect them to become more supportive. But that's one of those things. Anytime you see people come and go, don't get worried about it. That's God at work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to do my job, and it's up to you to do your job. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Sister Valerie all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way home from the National Convention. That's when she came up from Arkansas and took us an Arkansas beef at our house. And man, we ate a while. We still got leftovers in case y'all want to come by. Plenty of food at the house, y'all. She just been a great jewel to us. I told Dad, if I had my say, I'd move up with me anywhere we go, she be the cook. Stay at the house and do the cooking. Amen. All right, let's draw our line then. Whatever you do, don't be a thief. Just because I'm back to the special back, I'm not going to get you fixed a thief. But still, God said if you rob me, I will turn against you. But he said, if you do what I tell you, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. And turn out the room and proceed. I came here to do what God told me to do, to tithe. And so I'm doing my part because I want to be blessed of the Lord. I thank the Lord for all the saints that's been shaking monies in my hand for my official day. I even had people still shaking money in my hand for my birthday. I am truly bona fide 75 years old now.
All right.
Oh, I know I don't look like that. Y'all are surprised that I'm 75. That means 25 years, I'll be 100. Do you know how close that is? That's not far away. 25 years, I'll be 100 years old. And I'm trying to be still up here talking like I'm talking now. I had a pit stop, right? been overhauled. Get some more mileage going here. All right, God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you right now for this glorious opportunity afforded to us in this service today to obey your command upon our lives. We ask you, Lord, to just begin to speak to our hearts and remind us that you're God that cannot lie and will not lie. Because of this, we open up our mouths and we give unto you that is due you all the time and all in offering. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prepare yourself to put your pattern up in the new container.
You know,
I know how to take care of myself, right? I honor them. Now, I really want to give recognition to where recognition deserves to be brought into place. All of my people that play key roles for Holy Ghost, I saw that Canadian culture did this just want to go. All of you who work in Holy Convocation this year, in any capacity that you were involved in working, I want you to say, oh, you know you work and you put your time in. We have recognized you today for your being in place for registration. You did a wonderful job. Deacon Frazier recognized you and picked up in your wife, make sure the repasses was all hooked up. I carried the food in and out of the car and driving in and out. I recognize you and your husband as a team for making that happen. It's second to none. Appreciate you. Let y'all work out. This is Frida, helping in the kitchen. Registration in the kitchen. What do you want? Greeters, yeah. And I want you to know we have elevated our business to talk about she's the convention coordinator. The whole family, we go way back. Her grandfather said when I was overlooking the family of the church, he was a case staff. And the first council that I preached, you wasn't even there. He took me back and helped me change my clothes. But you know how Papa talked. I told him. You the man. He knew God's hand was going to want me to do what I'm doing today. And here's his great-granddaughter. Here, Mr. President, the coordinator for the convention. Sister Ola has done a fine job in registration. She's done a fine job. Thomas has been an all-around man. He took me to the doctor to take a blood test.
All right.
Praise the Lord. So he, I don't know if y'all recognize blood. He was been given his credentials as a minister in Denver, Walpole. So the doctor has been handling the money. And we trust him to handle the money. We gave him some help because you needed it. But she's in the, this is her second year handling the money as assistant treasurer of Pentecostal Hall. Her husband just worked all around the place. Whatever he could do. And he got his license for ministry this year. So y'all have to address him as Minister Doctor, Minister Thomas. And then I thank the Lord for Sister Robinson. And the work that she did in rehab, she served the people every night alone with our purchase and fixed the pool. She did a good job. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what her nickname is, but don't y'all rub it in. I'm going to tell you what her nickname is, but don't rub it in now. Don't you, if she come in and tell me y'all rub it in, I'm going to get you. But Sister Robinson is Sister Pookie. Pookie did a good job. Pookie did a good job. And you know what? I'm supposed to be standing there. I'm telling you, she worked so beautiful. She worked with Donald's? Oh, okay. I got that wrong. Sister Donald's was a, just worked hard every night. She helped serve us and made a beautiful place for us. I thank God for you. You need something, you love this ministry, you hit me one of the best. Give them all a round of applause, praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to forget your own biological son. Oh, my nurse took care of us every night before. Get an angel of him. I don't want to leave nobody out. But Last but not least, all biological son has his credentials for minister now. He's going to call him minister. I get God to get some help up in here. I got some help. Then Ellen Eamon is not pastor of his own church at this time, so he can over here and help this bishop too. So when I'm not in town, I can have him Cummins or Minister Hatton, any of them is able to serve y'all. And I hope the day will come, I can say, Evangelist Strauss will be bringing the word because this woman is anointed of the Lord. I thank God for being in our presence. It wasn't so wonderful. She still got her next door. She's been there tonight. And her house is on the center street. The church is on. Church on that door. She's on that door. Y'all need to praise God with me. Y'all need to praise God with me. All of our church family, we're going to get in the fine together. Now, the next thing you got to do is you got to get your 12. Y'all got to get your 12. I'm tired of looking at people nobody mentioned. I won't start talking about the young men preach 12 every day, every Sunday, until the 12 come. I preach 12 until the 12 come. Now, don't tell me it can't be done because no preachers don't rain for 120 years. Y'all want to hear 12 messages every Sunday? This is going in, can you bring them? Finally, let me preach 12, can you bring them in? I'm going to preach one time. You didn't bring the 12, shame on you. The next Sunday, you still didn't bring the 12, you're rebellious. I'm going to start putting a whole lot of 12 together. So I want y'all to take that seriously. I believe God has given us that from any church I share that with, they take that serious. I shared that with a convention 2 weeks ago in the home of a bishop and the pastor said, that is so easy. That is so simple. I said, you couldn't have prayed for them thinking so. I can't see if I went to California with this kind of vision, it is a fly. But Jesus said this, a problem is without honor in the own country.
Amen.
Y'all don't know me, that I'm not pastor. He didn't talk to me. There is no egg. No, there ain't no cake. God don't say your message if you don't want to be implied to. Amen? So look at somebody and say, I must get my 12. Don't stop till you get it. If anybody here saw one person on them next Sunday, she'd come in and be double. Amen?
Amen.
And as you teach the people to do certain things, after a while, it just be overwhelming. You put chairs down the aisle. I'm going to preach that chairs are down the aisle. People standing around the walls. People have to go downstairs and put one of these screens up here downstairs so they can give you a service. Amen?
Amen.
All right, get your Bibles in your hand. So I give honor to our Elaine Lady, Providence Joy Pastor. Y'all knew it's a first because if it's first lady, it could be a second lady. And if a guy had a first lady and a second lady, then he's probably got a third lady. Then he likes Solomon. He got a brother. What is the coming here? 500 concubines and 700 wives. So I ain't going to be told my wife no first lady because there could be some other ladies in the crowd somewhere. I want her to know she's the only lady. I don't know how Solomon did all that stuff. But he did do what he did say when he got to it, and he said, all is vanity. In other words, he said, for you preachers, if that's not going to have one lady, he said, it ain't about nothing. What's wrong with you? Why do you think you got to have one woman? When the one you got ain't being satisfied. Ain't nothing but frustrating somebody. And thought she could serve another guy finished. Cut that crap out. That's silly. And put it in your way, woman. Figure her out. Learn her. Take your time and learn how to help make her happy. Learn how to keep her smiling. Think they gave a guy a smile? It takes a lifetime to make one woman smile. That's why the word is going to take the best of us apart. It's going to take me the rest of my life to make some man smile. And sometimes she might not be smiling. So I got to make up my mind. I got to work at doing one thing, keeping my wife happy. That's all I got to do. When the husband and wife is together, guess what? When the husband and wife, the house automatically goes together. You begin to sense the division among you. And that's why you got all the problems. They're going through school, they're getting along with their friends. Because you ain't getting on the house. That's another lesson. But check begins at home. Business friends abroad. Give yourself a hand for that lesson, Clay. At this time, it's going to be a great pleasure, a privilege, to see you, Pastor, again, High Praise Cathedral. To pray for this pulpit, a young man that God is working with and developing. And I feel one day he'll be able to speak words of wisdom. He's coming in his youth now. I'm looking at myself when I was his age, traveling all over the world. I have a son that's 54 years old. When he was 54, I was traveling all over the world. Sometimes I look at my children and I say, when I was your age, I was already preaching all over the world. And y'all were born and I was taking care of y'all. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Take care of your responsibilities. That's what I like about my grandson. He's focused on taking care of his wife and children. Now he's focused on pleasing God.
Amen.
He's taking that family to another dimension. Hallelujah. 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 The sky's the limit for you, son. Keep that attitude. The sky's the limit for your wife and your children. It's bringing you closer. Every one of you that made up your mind to focus on your assignment to God, this God to me. Don't devil in hell fix yourself. You can wind up where you want to wind up if you do what God to do. You still follow me, and I'll make you become vicious with me. You see, at this time, this wonderful young man, who I've given the opportunity to speak to us today, he is the pastor out of Monroe, Michigan, and we're looking for another house to take his place. Elder Willie Eamon III.
While you're standing, keep it in front of the door next to you as we prepare to come before the Lord in prayer. God is real. I say, God is real.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I want to be really believe that. We need to understand that it is in Him that we live, we move, and we have our being.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, without us, God would still be God. Y'all not talking back to me here.
Yes.
He would still reign on the throne. He would still have all power. He would still yet be omniscient. But without God, we are absolutely, positively nothing. We cease to exist. The thing that we are, rest in the power of God. And so as you hold hands today, we want you to cry out before the Lord because there are many situations, problems, circumstances that the people of God go through. And the truth of the matter is, you never know what someone is facing in their life. You never know what they have to go through. That's why we need to learn how to not be so judgmental and condemnatory and just learn how to pray. Look at somebody and tell them, just pray. As you hold that person's hand, pour out your head and body for the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We praise your holy name. For you alone are absolutely worthy. You, Lord. You, the Lord. All glory belongs to Holy God, the Lord God. Lord God, as we prepare to go before you today, we pray for each and every individual under the sound of our voice. Touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in this house right now. Every situation, God, you have to turn it around. It's a miracle for them right now. And breakthrough, I declare to you, she was the master of the enemy in this house today. I decree supernatural healing in this house today. God, we're not going to wait until the night is over. But we made up our minds that we shall shout right now. We'll praise you, we'll give you glory, and we pray that God right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we say, give God praise to you. What shall the Jesus say? What shall the Jesus say? Clap your hands, give God praise in the house. Clap your hands, give God praise to you. Hallelujah. Thank you. And as you take your seat, tell somebody, tell them I feel better already. Oh, God, I thank you. I praise you. Give homage and honor to, amen, our presider. Amen, our chief apostle. Can we just give a standing ovation to this word? We are so grateful to the Lord for all of these great men and women of God, all the clergy and ministers, the studio staff, the leadership here in this house. Amen. We are so grateful to the Lord for you. Amen. To my wife and children in their absence on this morning. Amen. To you, the people of God, today we say praise the Lord. Amen. I didn't know that I would be standing here before you today, but the Bible says be instant. Y'all ain't talking back to me. That means be ready. In season, out of season. The Bible tells us to do that, and everyone is rushing to preach and trying to rush to get a title. You don't have a clue. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. It's not all glitz and glam. In fact, that's the least part. You have to know how to get before God. Stay in His face. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Stay before the throne of the Lord. Amen. So that God will feed you from His very own mouth. I want you to get your Bibles in your hand and stand for the believer. Don't want to be very long. Second Kings, Lord, I bless your holy name. Dr. Brian, God bless you, sir. Second Kings chapter 5. I believe there is a word from the Lord in this house. Anybody in here need a word? Need a word? I know you've been in situations where you just need a word. You just need a word to get you through the day. I guess y'all haven't been there. You need a word to get you through the weekend. How do you know that the word is able to undergird you and to pull you through anything that you might be facing in your life? 2 Kings chapter 5. Lord, I bless your holy name, Jesus. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. And then we'll drop down to 9 14, I must make this disclaimer before we preach. It will be virtually impossible for me to say and to exegete this text to give it the proper due that it is indeed worthy of. So it is incumbent upon the people of God, amen, to grab what you can while you can. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I believe that God is going to drop something in your spirit that could very well possibly change your life forever. 17 chapter 5, verse 1. If your neighbor does not have a Bible, please be so kind. Ask to share the word of the Lord with him or her. Do not be stingy with the word. Amen? If you have 17 chapter 5, verse 1, somebody shout back to me and shout, Pastor, you love my habit. Right? It sounds like the Pastor Jordan reads on this wise. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria. Is that what your Bible says?
Yeah.
All right. Was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leper. Everyone shot a leper. And the Syrians had gone out, companies had brought away captives out of the land of Israel. Little maid, she waited on Naaman's wife. She said unto her mistress, watch this now. Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. I don't know if she knew Elijah personally or not, but she speaks with great confidence. She says he would recover him of his leprosy. Drop down to verse 9. So they came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go, wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, went away, and said, behold, I saw, he will surely come out to me, and stand, call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. And his servants came in unto him and said, my father, the prophet hath bid thee do something quickly. Wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then would he say about to be washed and be clean? Watch verse 14. Now then he went down, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, may the Lord ever have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and most of all, the doing of his holy and divine word. I want to focus and concentrate on the emphasis on the 14th verse of our hearing, which covers such matter. Shall arise. Then, when he died, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. I want you to help me preach this subject to your neighbor. Look at someone next to you, around you, or behind you. Find someone, anyone, quickly. Look at them with a loud voice, shout, neighbor, Come on, y'all whisper here. Open your mouth and shout neighbor. It's just as simple as that. That is the word of the Lord today. It's as simple as that. Find somebody else and tell them it's just as simple as that. It's Father, bless us now. Have your way in this house. We cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the power of God. Say to your life, Lord God, we plead you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. Come against every warlock, every gift, every devil, every demonic force in the atmosphere. We plead them now by the power of the living God. We decree and declare this day. We come against all oppression, all depression, stress, worry, anxiety. Every physical ailment is under our feet. Every financial burden is under our feet. You see your people, oh God, to pray and crush your holy name, Jesus. We claim it now, we believe in thy faith. And it is so. In Jesus' name. Make them a shout in Jesus' name. Come on, shout in Jesus' name. Now, if you believe it, come on, clap your hands and give God praise all over this house. Go ahead, somebody, one more time and tell them it's as simple as that. I want to submit to you today that I believe for the past was a 25 to 30 years. I believe the kingdom, the church, has made things much more difficult than it really has to be. I submit to you today that the enemy has perverted our profundity. He has perverted, watch this, our intelligence and caused us to think that we need to do more than what the Word of God has already declared for us to do. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Oftentimes, I believe that people come to church confused, and they leave even more confused than they were when they came to the house of the Lord. Now, y'all don't have to believe it if you don't want to, but I'm just telling you what I see with my own eyes and hear with my own ears. Oftentimes, amen, I can recall that I was brought up Pentecostal apostolic, so I can talk about us because I am one of us. Strict apostolic, amen, somebody. And we really didn't believe in, you know, going to the movies, you know what I'm saying, up in here, hanging out at malls and everywhere. Amen. I was brought up under that persuasion. Oftentimes we were instructed, amen, when you meet with someone, when you introduce yourself with someone, that you immediately, amen, begin to witness that, to tell them about the oneness of God. And so on and so forth. And oftentimes, amen, we couldn't clearly articulate what the oneness of God really meant. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me in here. If I ask some of you in here today to bring down to me the concept of the oneness of God, you could not successfully do it. Because we need to understand some things come, amen, by a revelation. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? In other words, if God don't show you and reveal such things to you, you will never understand. And for some of us, not only are we look deep and profound, and we look the part, and we talk the part, and we shout the saved and we're holy, amen, but the truth be told, some of us in here that have been saved for 20 years still don't understand the oneness. Y'all are going to talk about the community up in this house today. if I ask some of you, why is it necessary to be baptized using the name of Jesus, some of you could not effectively and successfully tell me why it is indeed necessary. You don't hear what I'm saying. I believe, amen, that we put more pressure on us than we put on God. Oftentimes, we would try to force a belief in someone, but you cannot force someone to believe anything. Except God opened their eyes and revealed to him who he is, they will walk in darkness forever. You don't hear what I'm saying. But God, I believe that we have fallen in love with profundity. I believe in that we made things so difficult in the kingdom of God. You know, I want to challenge today in finding our way, watch this, back to simplicity. You have to talk back to me again. I said our challenge, it sounds like an oxymoron, but our challenge is finding our way back to simplicity. Amen, somebody. Well, God, you know, we have people today that if you don't use certain verbiage and certain words and phraseology, God, you know, they don't want to listen to you. And if you don't look a certain way, they don't want to associate. You ought to go and say, that man is hot. If you don't talk a certain way, my God, if you don't drive a certain car, you ought to go say, that it's me. If you don't wear a certain clothes, my God, if your name is not a specific name, my God, they really don't want to have nothing up to do with you. You don't hear what I'm saying. But we may be so deep, my God. Look at somebody call it, not that deep, is it? It's just not that deep, my God. If we make folks understand, you know, it is not about, my God, you know, turn around 13 times and speak in tongues on a glory right now. I'm going to come back to it again. If we help people to understand that you don't have to clean out your things and pack to get a blessing from God and the whole out of who's in high. You don't hear what I'm saying. Well, people, my God, if you just live right, you know, what happened to the blood of Jesus, you know? I'm going to call back to me here. I know I'm preaching good right now. Well, God, when I was brought up on out there to simply plead the blood, and I said, how did I call this shepherd? How did I call this shepherd? How did I plead the blood of Jesus? Oh, we lost touch with the name of Jesus. Do you understand the kind of power that I have? How did I plead the name of Jesus? You all plead all out of this thing. We're going to get it.
Until we hear what week you want to be. So already told you, your name wasn't wrong, but he didn't say what you wanted him to say. So he called up the prophet and said, hey, what did you say? You didn't call the prophet, I didn't make it happen. So you had to call up the prophet. You didn't call up the prophet, you didn't make it happen. You didn't call up the prophet, and you know, I didn't make it calls. I couldn't meet your answer.
We can take $700 a month for a car.
we don't have church.
Yeah.
myself to do what is so simple. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? That's where the enemy, or that's where the enemy attacks. He perverts, infiltrates our mind to change our perception of simplicity. Causes us to think what's simple is hard. Simple is not hard. Simple will always be simple. The enemy fights in the unseen realm. Such as fights in our mind. I speak to the mind of the people of God. Oh, I see you right now. Your mind is under attack. That's why some of us can't come to church, because we're packed in our minds. It's simple to get up on Sunday morning, get dressed, get yourself together, get in the car, find the church. But you find yourself packed. Devil starts fighting you even in your sleep before you can wake up good. He just packed you all night long. Wake up with a migraine. And notice that some things don't occur only when until it's time to go to church. That's the time that's probably happening. I have literally been hurting so bad in my body trying to go to church. I'm a grown man who was dying myself in tears because of pain. But the Spirit, it's almost as if I can see the Spirit smiling in my mind. Saying, you know this ain't nothing but a trick. You better keep that. You better keep that. Because all the poor back in the day, that it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And it's a thing. Well, get to church. And God will bless in such a way. You get home and say, Lord, I want to miss out on all that. You don't know what I'm saying. There's still power in the punch. Oh, I don't know. I said, there's still power. And you would think that you want to give up praise in this house. Oh, God, please. You would think that there's still power. I've learned, you know, folk oftentimes they say, why don't I get my prayers answered? And we can have a debate and talk about that for a week. I don't know. You don't hear what I'm saying. It's just a simple as that. Pastor, you're a pastor. I don't know. My name is going to be beaten. Well, I think that's what God is trying to do. I think we're in our expected times. Why can't we just tell folks we don't know? And stop lying to the people of God. I'm going to say to y'all. I said, stop lying to the people of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Unless God reveals it to me, why are you going? Perhaps you see how she living. You know God ain't going to bless her, bless her, bless her, bless her.
I'm going to put this microphone down in front of you.
Let me change that. Just know that the church of God don't bless her lips. If God didn't bless her lips, you would be here right now. I want to bless your heart. I want to bless your heart. Don't act like you know why somebody is being blessed. We don't know why they're supposed to be being blessed in the house of God. Why do you expect that for one of the days that I've been a fiscal? You don't know why God is supposed to be on the house. It ain't that deep. You don't hear what I'm saying. I'm to the point now. God's going to start doing some stuff now. I'm going to look for some prophecy. Only the people that caught up in the spirit knew what I mean. I meant when I said that. I said, God's going to start doing some things. Because you didn't explain to me that that blessing was conditional. You said God was going to do it to you. If God was going to do it, I'm going to have nothing to do with it. Give me your word. Well, you know, folks ought to automatically understand. You automatically know. You ought to know not to speak what you know not. And we see it in ignorance. You don't hear us. If it was a condition, well, you know, it was according to your faith. Oh, now I'm not in it because. But when you prophesied, you were so certain. You said it's for today. You didn't tell me if I did this. You didn't tell me. I told God just the other day, I said, Lord, if somebody, if you don't start listening, I'm going to look for some false prophets. The Bible says, show them. Y'all said he won't be down this shit with the rock. And then he ain't the deal. He gonna say he won't be the rock too. You have to understand that God is going to do what he said he is going to do. Even if we prophets had not feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, somebody shall every prophet. Oh, God, there's something called process. I better put this microphone down before I push the part two. Don't give up in the pit. Don't give up in the prison. Because there's another peace that is coming to you. And it's called don't give up on all other people. Thank you, Dr. Thomas. You got the pen. The prison. And come up with us. See, those three pieces. You give up an ocean. You will miss.
hand to somebody real quick, because there's a palace for you. But you can hold on.
Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in all over the world. We just want to say happy Sunday to everyone that has listened in on today. Always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. God bless. Tune in on tomorrow, 10 a.m. Links will be posted for all to hear. Again, happy Sunday. God bless you all.